Imagine feeling such overwhelming distress that just thinking about your own future causes paralyzing anxiety.
Yeah, that is a heavy place to be.
It really is. That was the reality for a non-binary client in their early 20s who came in, completely trapped by family chaos and just a total mental block regarding their career.
Right.
But before we unpack that, this is the podcast Deep Dive Hypnosis Studies with Shannon Chaiken, board-certified master hypnotherapist.
And this podcast is to look at the change work clients can create for themselves using hypnotherapy.
Exactly. So looking at the intake files, the emotional landscape here is, well, it's incredibly dense.
Oh, definitely. This client started out bottling up their emotions and, internalizing trauma to a really severe degree. Any aggression they felt was just being turned inward.
Which is so exhausting.
Right. It led to these intense, like hours-long waves of crying and just obsessing over past interactions. They were carrying around these deeply ingrained beliefs, namely, the idea that they had to suffer to be productive.
Wow, it sounds like they were running on a corrupted operating system,
Yeah.
just expending massive energy just to function at a basic level.
That is a great way to put it.
So how did Shannon actually help them update that software? The notes mentioned she used parts therapy and something called a mental iPad exercise.
Yeah, the mental iPad is fascinating. So when a client is in that relaxed hypnotic state, hypnotherapy actually bypasses the critical analytical part of the brain.
Okay, so it gets past the defenses.
Exactly. So that mental iPad isn't just a metaphor to the subconscious. The client visualized dragging old, painful files of parental trauma into a mental trash bin.
I mean, reading that, it sounds almost too simple, right? Like just drag and drop your trauma away.
I know it sounds simple, but it is experienced as a literal physical release of the neurological emotional load attached to those memories. The brain actually begins to rewire its response.
That is incredible. And the parts therapy works similarly.
Yes, the same mechanism applies. During one session, they encountered a deeply fearful part of themselves that actually manifested as a 3-year-old child.
And I feel like the natural instinct for most of us might be to, suppress that fearful part, push it away so we can just function.
Right, but instead of suppressing it, the client learned to interact with it. They realized this young aspect of their psyche genuinely believed that if it didn't stay small and quiet, they wouldn't be safe.
Oh, wow. It was just trying to protect them.
Exactly. Recognizing that protective intention really changed how the client processed their own fear. Shannon also anchored these realizations with really specific visual cues.
Like the colors, I saw that in the notes.
Yeah, she had the client use calming colors, like a light peach and a bright yellow, to physically ground themselves during sudden moments of distress.
Okay, but here is where I get a bit confused. If the mental iPad exercise and these grounding tools were so successful, why did the system crash later on?
You mean the hospitalization?
Right. I was shocked to read that late in the first year of therapy, this client suffered a severe mental health crisis and was in the hospital for 50 days. If they deleted the trauma, what happened?
Well, deleting old programming doesn't automatically write the new code. The hospitalization was a terrifying low, absolutely. It was the result of years of accumulated pressure finally just breaking the system.
That makes sense. It doesn't all just vanish overnight.
Right, but the foundational hypnotherapy work they had done hadn't disappeared. While they were in the hospital, the client actually used those exact tools to self-soothe.
Wait, really? While they were
Yeah.
hospitalized?
They visualized those grounding colors, the peach and yellow, and they actively communicated with their younger, fearful part. The hypnosis provided the framework they needed to rebuild from the ground up.
That is amazing. They were actively applying the therapy in real time, like in their darkest moment.
And that is where the real shift happened. While recovering, they established a powerful new anchor mantra. It was, "I accept and love who I am right now."
I love that. I accept and love who I am right now.
Yeah, and because they had already cleared out so much of the inherited parental trauma through those earlier iPad visualization exercises, that new belief actually had the neurological room to take root.
So a year later, the intake notes reflect a completely different baseline.
Completely different.
The hours-long crying spells stopped. They were easily managing routine day-to-day tasks, setting firm boundaries with their family, and they even entered a healthy romantic relationship where they felt supported instead of constantly stressed.
The data really shows a profound shift in their daily functioning. The hypnosis provided the environment and the tools, but the client did the actual heavy lifting of updating their own internal software.
Absolutely. What stands out for you listening is that the true magic wasn't someone else fixing this client. The breakthrough happened when they learned how to work with themselves instead of constantly fighting against themselves.
Could not agree more.
So if you could visualize your own mind as an iPad full of old inherited beliefs, which file would you drag to the trash bin today?